The title of the article is Who Needs the Who? The subtitle is Time is Running Out to Stop the Who and Global Elites from Taking Control of the Health of All Americans During the Next Pandemic. Will you cede your health sovereignty to a bunch of unelected bureaucrats at the World Health Organization? Very soon, member states we use to call them sovereign nations at the World Health Assembly will decide whether to accept changes to international health laws that give the WHO more power to tell you what to do when it comes to your health. In the coming days, Rob Verkerk, PhD, will be going to Geneva to defend, along with dozens of other freedom fighters around the world, our sovereign right to freedom of expression, private lives, and our own health choices. We've been writing about this issue for many months on the lead up to this critical time for humanity. The pandemic treaty and the amendments to the international health regulations have gone through several iterations. An updated draft of the pandemic treaty was just introduced last week. There have been some positive changes in the updated drafts, but the overall framework remains unchanged. We're witnessing an attempt to build a global pandemic cartel. You'll be told when the next pandemic is, it may already even be here, according to some authorities, in the form of an avian flu virus. They will try to make you afraid of the new virus, then present you with the antidote in the form of newly developed, rapidly produced, emergency-approved drugs and vaccines. They'll tell you that they are following the science as they manipulate or withhold data on these potions and elixirs to show they are safe and effective, while attacking, banning, and discrediting anyone who dares question these health edicts or offers alternatives. It's clean, simple, one-size-fits-all medicine. There's no need to fear. Just roll up your sleeve and stop asking questions. Read the documents and you'll see how focused they are on the rapid development of drugs and vaccines, ensuring member states have the regulatory structure to grant emergency authorizations for these therapeutics, and then coordinating with other public health authorities to make sure everyone gets the shots. The experience of the COVID-19 pandemic is as much proof as anyone should need that we need less, not more, centralization of healthcare decision-making during the next pandemic. The good news is that there is momentum growing behind the movement sounding the alarm on this issue. Just recently, almost half the U.S. Senate signed a letter to President Biden urging opposition to these changes. Separately, 22 state attorneys general sent another letter to President Biden voicing their concerns about handing the WHO so many new powers. We need to keep up the pressure. It's clear that people are fed up with the idea that everyone on the planet should be subject to the same pandemic responses, lockdowns, masks, etc. No matter how destructive these policies were and should be treated with the same drug or vaccine, no matter where they live or what their health status might be. Those of us who value freedom and sovereignty over our health need to fight as if our lives depended on it, because they do, to prevent these changes from happening.